Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to the Platinum Ruby Radio Celebrations Mother's Board Worshiping Explosion today. First of all, let me say hallelujah to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is Father's Day. So let me say to all the fathers out there today and mothers, who had to step up to become not just mothers, but fathers as well to their children. Happy, happy Father's Day, everyone. Once again, my name is Pastor Evangelist Mother Pat. I am your moderator. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to have our scripture reading. It was going to be by the princess herself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm going to step in for her. Amen, amen. And I'm going to read Isaiah 1 and 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And then I'm going to go over to Revelations. Hallelujah. 21:2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads. Hallelujah. And I saw. Excuse me, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. But I'm going to read on down to, hallelujah, 6 in Revelation. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with him. And be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Not one tear, not some tears, but all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are all passed away. Number 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. 6, and he says, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is at first of the fountain of water for life freely. I've read from you. The first scripture I read was Isaiah 1 and 19, and then I went over to Revelation 21 from 2 to 6. May the Lord add blessing to the hearers and the doers of his most holy word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you, Lord God. Once again, happy Father's Day. Hallelujah to everyone on the line. And now we will have our opening prayer by our very own Pastor Tamika. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come in your name, higher devotion in the name of you. Father God, we come, Father God, asking you, Father God, to show mercy upon us, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you give us everything that we need by the time we leave the line on today, Father God. We pray for the speed of the hour, Father God. They will release the word that you told them to release, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that every heart, mind, body, and soul be receptive to the word that they will release on the line tonight, Father God. We bless and praise your holy name on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for meeting us on the line today, Father God. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have shifted the atmosphere. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God, and that we will be able to go boldly with clarity, Father God, before your throne on today, Father God, and speak those words you have told us to speak on today, Father God. We just praise and bless your holy name that we are broadcasting throughout the world globally, Father God. We thank you for everyone who has tuned in to the radio show on today, Father God. They will get whatever they are standing in the need of, Father God. We thank you on today, Father God, and we love you, Father God. We thank you for being the ultimate father to us, Father God, because every day is a Father's Day, Father God, because you woke us up higher devotion in the name of Jesus. You clothed us in our right frame of mind, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. You provided for us food, clothing, and shelter, Father God. You made a way out of no way, Father God. So we bless your holy name on this Father's Day, Father God. We thank you for all the fathers throughout the world who are raising their children and training them up in the Lord, that when they get older, they should not depart from it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they're raising them up in you, Father God, and they're not provoking their children, Father God. We praise and thank you, Father God, that they're teaching them about your word on today, Father God, that they're opening up the Bible and going through Genesis and Revelations and back, Father God, with their children so their children understand what has taken place before our eyes on today, Father God. We just praise and bless your holy name on today, Father God. We cancel any whiplash, any backlash, any solid killers, any premature death, heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, Father God, demons, devils, generational curses, ancestral curses, Father God, ancient curses to the 20th generation. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I turn it back over to you, Pastor Mother Pat. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blessings, blessings. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? I do apologize. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. The mic is yours.
Oh, Lord, I do apologize. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of the glory due belongs to you, Lord God. Once again, happy Father's Day to everyone. Hallelujah. Now we are going to have the blowing of the shofar by Apostle Trina Davis. Hallelujah.
Warming up.
Praise God.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Apostle Trina, on the blowing of the shofar. Hallelujah. And now it's time for our testimony. Amen.
When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha,
"Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel."
But Elisha said,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked,
"Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?"
"Yes, I know,"
Elisha replied.
"So be quiet."
Then Elijah said to him,
"Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho."
And he replied,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him,
"Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?"
"Yes, I know,"
he replied.
"So be quiet."
Then Elijah said to him,
"Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan."
And he replied,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha,
"Tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you?"
"Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit,"
Elisha replied.
"You have asked a difficult thing,"
Elijah said.
"Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not."
As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out,
"My father! My father! The chariots and the horsemen of Israel!"
And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. He picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it.
"Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?"
he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said,
"The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha."
And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him.
"Look,"
they said,
"we your servants have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley."
"No,"
Elisha replied,
"do not send them."
But they persisted until he was too embarrassed to refuse. So he said,
"Send them."
And they sent 50 men who searched for 3 days but did not find him. When they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, he said to them,
"Didn't I tell you not to go?"
The people of the city said to Elisha,
"Look, our lord, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive."
"Bring me a new bowl,"
he said,
"and put salt in it."
So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying,
"This is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive."
And the water has remained pure to this day, according to the word Elisha had spoken. From there, Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some boys came out of the town and jeered at him.
Get out of here, Baldy!
Get out of here, Baldy!
They said.
Get out of here, Baldy!
He turned around, looked at them, and called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the boys. And he went on to Mount Carmel, and from there returned to Samaria.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessed testimonies. Now, we will have our very own Providence Lucretia. Hallelujah, with seed planting. The mic is yours.
Amen, amen. I'll be reading you two scriptures about seed planting. The first one is coming out of Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. And it says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And so confirm his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. And my next scripture is from Philippians 4, verse 19. It says, my God will meet you, will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. This is where we all can participate in. God knows all our hearts and desires that we all pray for, that once you tithe, trust me, God will give it to you. God will do it for you. Trust me, I am a witness. I know. And this is what all of us, everyone should participate in and pay God his half. And trust me, he will bless you magnificently, miraculously, on the available things that you can't even explain. It's just so wonderful. Well, everyone can go on iamruby.com and push donate. And how much God is telling you to donate, you can do so, whether it's 10% or anything. God is, whatever it is God desires you to do, you may do so. Trust me, I know it is a blessing for your life when you think that you are low. God will make a ram out of a bush in so many ways. He will send people to bless you all over. Trust me, I know. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful. And trust me, it is a blessing from heaven and all of above. Trust me, I know. And so everyone should participate and play a part in. Amen. Amen. Mother Pat, the mic is yours. Amen.
Amen, amen. Did you hear what she said? Amen. We all can participate. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Amen. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and to the mothers that had to step up and be a father and a mother. To our young queens and young kings and our young princesses and our young princes. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is the part that we all can participate in and have a good time. Not just in seed planting, but I'm talking about praise and worship. And as the music plays, as Queen Chief Apostle Tashana plays each song, meditate on it. I promise you it'll bless your life. Amen. I don't make promises too often. But these songs that she's going to play today, you'll be blessed tremendously. Amen, amen. Queen Chief Apostle Tashana.
How I serve, I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God. And I am so grateful he kept me. Oh,
God held me together, made sure that I knew my mind.
That this time,
through all my struggles,
it get hard sometimes, y'all.
Against your heart, the enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached?
Thank you. lay out in God's presence. Come on, church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers that's on the live broadcast on this afternoon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have the introduction of the speaker by our very own Queen Chief, Apostle Tashana, and after she comes, Apostle Trina will blow the shofar again, and then we will have the speaker of the hour. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Queen Chief Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't know about, I know it's Father's Day, and I know a lot of people are, you know, ready, you know, just listening in, you know, from other countries, other cities and states are called in, and you're ready, to, you know, to go spend time with your Father. Hallelujah. But let's just begin to celebrate our true Father. Hallelujah. Let's begin to just worship Him. Did you just hear that song?
Hallelujah.
He said, I won't stop until I hear a billion people say, Jesus. Come on now. Hey, God. A billion people. Hallelujah. You are Lord. Hey, God. You are Lord. Hallelujah. I won't stop until I hear a billion people say, Jesus. Let's begin to just worship Him. Hallelujah. You are Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, say His name with me. Jesus. Hallelujah. You are Lord. Come on now, begin to just worship Him and thank Him. Don't stop until you hear a million people say, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And before that, we heard, it's our winning season. Hallelujah. You will win. Hallelujah. You got to know that failure is not an option. Defeat is past tense. All you do is win. Your wealth increase now. Your wisdom increase now. Your worship increase now. Your wonderful increase now. Your winning increases now. All you do is win. And then before that, we heard that God held it. How will you think? Will you think that you by yourself? God is holding you up. How that God is your Yahweh Nisi, your banner. So let's just begin to just worship Him for a few seconds before we introduce the speaker of the hour. Speaker of the hour loves to worship. So let's begin to shift, my God, the horizons. Let's begin to shift the galaxies. Oh, my God, to come into alignment to the name of God, the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let's begin to just say, Lord, we thank You. You are our Father. We love You. We worship You. We honor, adore You. We magnify You. We lift Your name up. We cherish You. Oh, God, we thank You for being the majestic One. You are so awesome and mighty and magnificent. You know, some people say, God is good. God be like, that's all you can say about God just being good? You need to find a word that's beyond good, because God is better. If Frosted Flakes is great, come on now. Oh, my God, we got to know, we got to say more than just God is good, and all the time He's good. How about God is good to you, but all the time to me, He is magnificent, He's marvelous, He's jubilant, He's extraordinary. Come on now, He's excellent. He is mighty and wonderful. Begin to just worship Him for a few moments. In a few moments, hallelujah. Yes, you know, you wake up in the morning, it'd be good to you. You know, that's good. But God is mighty. God is magnificent. God
Come
is
on,
marvelous.
Apostle.
God
yes,
is, Lord. Oh, my God, He's astonishing. Come on now. God is my God.
Oh,
He's jubilant. He's monumentally.
Yes.
He's blissful. He's heavenly.
Hallelujah.
He's divine. He's more than just
hallelujah.
Good. Come on now.
Yes, Lord God.
I never forget that thing years ago when I used to hear the saints say God is good and all the time He's good. And this one sit with me in my spirit. And I promise you, I was sitting in church at the time, my home church, and I just saw when a Tony Tiger, you know, God works with me with vision and dreams and things. And I saw the Tony Tiger when he says Frosted Flakes is great. And I said, hold up. We up there just saying God is good, but the Tony the Tiger can say Frosted Flakes is great? Oh, my God. Come on now. Oh, God. God is beyond that. God, we need to put a bunch of words together and get a word for God, or just put them all together.
Yes,
like, you know,
Lord,
that old movie, what was it, Mary Poppins, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, they put a bunch of words together. We need to put those type of words together. together for God, because he's beyond.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
He's waking
Hallelujah.
Us up this morning. He started us on our way. We got a roof over
yes.
here. We got running water,
Hallelujah.
Clean clothes. We got air.
Thank
my
you,
God,
Jesus.
We got an activity of our limbs. We're going to just say he just
thank
good.
Thank God. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, we just going to say he just good? My
yes.
God. Come on now.
My Lord.
Oh, my
God.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Just begin to tell him how great he is, how magnificent he is,
yes.
how marvelous he is, how astonishing
yes.
he is, how he's the majestic
Jesus.
One, how you cherish him, celebrate
yes,
him, appreciate
Lord.
Him.
Thank
he's
you.
The real MVP.
Lord.
Come on
my
now.
Lord
God.
God
is the real MVP.
Yes,
come on
Lord.
Now. He's
thank
the he's the real
you.
King and kings and Lord of lords. He's the real rose and share. He's the real celebrator. He's the real creator. Come on now. He's the real borrower. He's the real Baca. He's the real Shabak. He's the real Barak. He's the real Tehillah. We celebrate you, God, for being our Padre. Come on now. We celebrate you, God, for being our all in all and our great and great. Oh, my God. He's so, oh, my God, dynamic. Words cannot even express. I'm going to pray to God and put some words together for us so we can begin to just say it. If movies can say it, if cereals can say it, and other things can say how things are better
come
than
on
good,
on,
let's
Jesus.
Begin to come on and say
thank
how
you.
God is better than good. How God, oh, he's
Hallelujah.
Good. Oh, okay. And all the time he's good.
Ooh,
no, honey, he's
God.
Beyond good. Huh? My God.
Come on,
if you eat a good
yes,
turkey
Lord.
Burger, that
Hallelujah.
Can be good. If you eat a good turkey sandwich, that can be good. If you get a good salad, that can be good. And sometimes we say food is better than good. And
ooh,
we just don't
Jesus.
Say, oh, the Alpha and Omega is just good. Let's begin to just worship him just for a few more seconds. And I'm going to turn this mic over and
thank
introduce
you,
the
Jesus.
Speaker of today. Hallelujah. Just begin to tell them, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. I thank you. I thank you. If you haven't
Hallelujah.
Told God, thank you.
Thank
yeah, you
Lord.
Can tell them,
Hallelujah.
Thank you right
Woo.
Now. I thank,
thank
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
God
for
I thank
the,
you
the
for
ram
being
in
so,
the bush, Lord God.
Oh, my God. I
Woo,
thank
Jesus.
You, God.
I thank you
thank
for
you.
The ram in the bush, Lord God. Hallelujah.
I just
thank
have to
you,
celebrate
God.
You, God, because you're
Hallelujah.
So mighty.
Jesus.
It was times on Father's Day when I would literally be in the hospital having surgery or down for having surgery, but I have my life, health, and strength, so therefore, I'm telling you, I'm worshiping him on today. I'm telling you, it may not mean nothing to
Ooh,
you, but
Jesus.
Trust me, when you have surgery
Ooh,
after
Jesus.
Surgery, my God, and you're here, my God.
Yes, Lord God.
In spite of,
yes,
he's
Lord
amazing.
God.
He's
Amen.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop thinking about
Ooh,
how
Jesus.
Your life is right now and begin to celebrate how great magnificent. And don't you know somebody else right now is outside on the street? Don't you know right now
My
somebody
God.
Is fighting for their life? Don't you know right now,
yes, Lord
and people
God.
Right now would
Ooh,
love
Jesus.
To hear that their mother or
yes,
father
Lord
is doing
God.
Well. Some people love to have their loved ones here, and we walk around here with breath
yes,
in our
Lord
body
God.
And activity our limbs
Ooh,
and complain.
Jesus.
Lord, forgive
Ooh,
us,
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Grateful and
My
thankful.
God.
We're
My
appreciative
God. Ooh,
of
Jesus.
All the great things that you have done for us, God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I'm
Thank
telling you,
you,
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I had a procedure
Thank
on this week. I'm just sharing
God.
This with you, just my testimony, and I promise you, in the midst of that, with light anesthesia, I begin to just thank God, because I'm telling you, it could be a lot worse than whatever it is we're having, and it just put a great appreciative in me, because I promise you, I may have had one this week, but a few years ago, I was in the hospital having surgery. I'm telling you, so I'm telling you, whatever it is we think is so bad or messed up right now, It could be a lot worse, but God has us now that we have our activities of our limbs and the voices and our mouths. Our voices should be triumph unto God. It should be horns unto God to begin to thank him for how wonderful he is. Begin to love him and celebrate him. Begin to just have such an awe of God, an awe-inspiring
thank you, God.
Moment of God, because he's so, I'm
thank
telling
you, God.
He's so marvelous. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Joy in my spirit. I'm telling you, don't ever
yes.
feel sorry
yes.
about whatever it is you're facing in your life, because it's only
Amen.
A setup for your trajectory for something so dynamic and great. So begin to celebrate him, and just if you somewhere you can clap your hands and begin to praise him and tell him how
Hallelujah.
Awesome he is. We thank,
thank
you,
you,
God.
Jesus.
There's a praise on the inside of us, as J-Maw says, and we can't keep it to ourselves. Hallelujah. My God, let's introduce the speaker of the hour, because I'm ready for the word. Now I'm excited. Hallelujah. I was working on the syllabus, and I done walked away from that. It's time. I got to get back to our scheduled program. But I'm telling you, God is so, oh, my God, he's just marvelous, everybody. He's just so awesome. And just love him, cherish him all through the day. I don't care if your father's not here. Just begin to know that your Father is still here because you have your Heavenly Father. You may not have your earthly father. Some of us have our earthly fathers alive, and we still have our Heavenly Father as our head father. So begin to just thank God. If you're a mother and you can't play that father role, as Pastor Mother Pat says, begin to just thank God that he allowed you to step up and play both parts. Just begin to celebrate because God is amazing. If you don't have natural kids, you may have spiritual kids. You may have God kids, whatever it may be. Just begin to just thank God because he's worthy of the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. All right, let's introduce the speaker of the hour. What can I say about this powerful woman of God? Hallelujah. Oh, my God, she's a 2015. She's a 2015 alumni graduate from the School of the Prophets. Hallelujah. And 2 years ago around this time, actually, she got ordained and installed as a pastor of our organization. Hallelujah. I'm just excited to just introduce her. She's an excellent teacher. She taught us last week, hallelujah, in the university class, Connect Call, on what it is between binding and loosing. Hallelujah. I mean, she's a powerful speaker, teacher, hallelujah, woman of God, a prayer warrior. She's, my God, she's administrator of the organization. She's a senior pastor of Imory, Florida. She does everything. Everything that the kingdom of God needs or has to have, this woman of God is there to assist. Hallelujah. She is a soldier and a warrior in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus said the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is inside of you, it's definitely inside of this woman of God. She's humble. She's gentle. She's a gentle soul. Hallelujah. And I'm just excited to introduce her on today. I know she got a rhema word in her mouth for the people of God that's listening in, and I know it's going to be life-changing word that's going to change your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others, hallelujah, Pastor Shanika Porter, the mic is yours. Take us on in into the next realm of the kingdom. Hallelujah. My God, the mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle hallelujah. Trina. I mean, hallelujah, Queen Chief Apostle Tashana. Apostle Trina is going to blow the shofar before she come again. Amen.
Amen. The mic is yours, Apostle Trina.
Amen.
Warming up.
Forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Amen, amen. That is the reading of the word from Hosea 4 and 6, King James Version. My God, my God. The topic of today is, why are my people perishing? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The topic is, why are my people perishing? Amen, amen. Perish means to be lost or destroyed. Knowledge means understanding. Amen, amen. So, first of all, the reason why people are perishing is because they have not kept my commandments. And I'm going to go to Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 5. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be coming from the King James Version. Amen, amen. Exodus 20, verses 3 through 5 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Amen, amen. So Exodus 20 is known as the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We see that people are perishing because they have another God in the place of the one and true living God. All throughout the Bible, we saw where people have walked in idolatry. They worship Baal, Chemosh, Molochak. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They worship Mammon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So God is letting us know that his people are perishing because they have not kept his commandments. They have forgotten that they should have no other God before him and that he is a jealous God. And that if you disobey this, he is going to visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So when you, as a parent, hallelujah, hallelujah, when you are walking in disobedience and you teach your children to walk in disobedience, not only are you setting up your current generation, but you're setting up your future generations to have a curse upon their life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But on today, we're going to be set free so that we can know that even though the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, it is still relevant today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next, they have not obeyed God's commandments. And we're going to go to Job chapter 36 and verse 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'll be coming out of the King James Version. And it says, but if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. So we know perish means to be lost or destroyed. Knowledge means understanding. So we're saying that if they do not obey God, they will be lost and destroyed by the sword, and they should die without understanding and knowing who God is. So it's very important you obey God's commandments. Obey whatever he told you to do from Genesis to Revelations, Old Testament, New Testament, whatever he told you to do when he speaks to you in that still, small, quiet voice, or if he speaks to you in a loud voice, sometimes he calls us by name. Seneca, I need you to listen. Look here, I need you to preach this word. I need you to preach it on this day and time to these people right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Number three, Jay rejected his instruction. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Proverbs 5 and verse 23. And it reads, he should die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he should go astray. So people are dying and perishing because they have rejected God's knowledge and his instruction. God is always trying to teach us things, instruct us to do certain things. And it's not to harm us or hurt us, but it's to keep us from going through certain trials and tribulations. It is designed to keep us alive. Because if we did not get instruction from God, hallelujah, hallelujah, most of us wouldn't be here today. But it's by God's grace and mercy and his love for us that he's instructed us. And that's why most of us are here today. Amen, amen. And number four, They have rejected God's knowledge. Amen, amen. Hosea 4 and 6 tells us that. Hosea 4, verses 6 through 19 tells us that they willingly were ignorant. Amen, amen. And they willingly disobeyed God with idolatry. Amen, amen. And I'm going to read Hosea 4 and 6 again. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So not only were they destroyed for lack of knowledge, but they rejected the knowledge that they did have. And in return, God rejected them. They also have forgotten the law of God. And God told them, I will also forget your children. Verse 7 says, and they, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, will I change their glory into shame. So God increased them, multiplied them, and they began to sin more against God. And instead of walking in glory, they're not walking to shame. Verse 8, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. Have mercy on us, Father God. They eat up sin. That means that they are so deep in sin, they like it, they enjoy it, and they set their heart on iniquity, things that are evil. Verse 9, and there should be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. So they were punished for disobeying God and rejecting God. Verse 10, for they should eat and not have enough. They should commit whoredom and should not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. My God, my God. So Hosea 4 is just letting us know that they did everything that God told them not to do and why he punished them. My God, my God. So we're talking about why are people perishing? My God, my God. It is one, because they have not kept God's commandment. We read Exodus 20, verses 3 through 5. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Number two, they have not obeyed God's commandments. We heard from Job 36 and 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Number three, they rejected God's instruction. We heard from Proverbs 5 and 23. And lastly, hallelujah, hallelujah, they rejected the knowledge about the Lord. Hosea 4 and 6. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So as people of God, now that we have been set free, we are supposed to set other people free. We are supposed to tell people that, yes, the Ten Commandments are still relevant. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, God is a jealous God. And if you disobey him, he will visit the iniquities until the third and fourth generation of those who hate them. So when you ignore God and you reject his truth, his grace and mercy, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're also sending that through your bloodline. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But now today you all have been set free, so you know that you aren't supposed to reject God's knowledge. You're supposed to listen to his instructions, obey his commandments. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And most importantly, hallelujah, hallelujah, you all can set others free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thought last week when I taught about the binding, loosing, and I didn't understand why I was going to be teaching about that. And then this Sunday, I said, well, Lord, you know, what am I going to preach about? Because I thought this sermon right here, I was going to be preaching next Sunday on a gospel explosion. But God has other plans. Amen, amen. My will is not his will. My way is not his way. My thoughts are not his thoughts. Amen, amen. And I just think and praise the Lord, I am obedient. Amen, amen. I know this was short, sweet, and to the point, but sometimes God's word is short, sweet, and to the point. Father God, we just praise and bless your holy name about telling us why your people perish, Father God, and why, hallelujah, hallelujah, we should know not to reject your instructions, Father God. We should keep your commandments, Father God. We should obey you, Father God. We thank you that we had this opportunity to bring this powerful word before your people on today to release into the stratosphere, Father God, about how, Father God, we could nip certain things in the bloodline, Father God. If we would just obey you, Father God, we can cancel all those ancient, ancestral, and generational curses, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. If we completely obey you, Father God, and walk the way you told us to walk, Father God. We just praise and bless your holy name. We cancel any whiplash, any backlash, any silent killers, any premature death, any heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, Father God, to the 20th generation. We say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you. Pass the mother path. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Did you all hear her? She was in Exodus. First she went in Hosea 4 and 6, and then she moved over to Exodus 20 and 1 through 5, and she said, why are people perishing? Hallelujah. And then she broke it down to you why people were perishing. Listen, people was perishing back in the beginning of time, and people are still perishing. Oh, Jesus. But I'm going to read this while she was talking about Exodus 1, 21 through 5. And I sit here and I was reading this. Oh, Jesus. And I want to read this to you again. And she came out of the King James Version and she said, and God spake all into all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Ooh, Jesus, thou shalt have no other gods before me. People of God, you cannot serve two gods. You cannot. You cannot serve man and God. He's a jealous God. He's telling you right here in Exodus, thou hast not made unto thee any grave image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. I'm going to say 6-2. Ooh, Jesus. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. This is why people are perishing. That's as plain as it gets. You've got to serve God Almighty. He's the most awesome. I cannot even describe him. Words cannot describe him. That's how powerful he is. That's how magnificent he is. Oh, Jesus, somebody right about now should have been shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Tanika. Bless you, Pastor, for that right now word. See, God, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, sometimes we want to do things our way, but I want you to know God has other plans for us to do it his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we are going to altar call. And our very own Apostle Trina Davis. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Trina, are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Now we can come, hallelujah, to the altar. You can bring your cares. Cast your cares to the Lord. Come to the altar. Bow down before him. Whatever is on your heart, lay it at his feet. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. No, not now. Excuse me. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. No, not one. Excuse me. No, not one. Come to Jesus. He wants all of us to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you may be down and out. Come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you may be facing financial burden. Come to the Lord. Some of you may be sick in your body. Come to the Lord. Excuse me, if you will, can you put your phone on mute, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is a service. Hallelujah. And we are in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances is and whatever the situation is, bring it before the Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we offered the invitation, but none did come, Lord God. Father God, we pray that the next time, Lord God, someone will open up their mouth and come off a mute, Lord God, and say, I yield myself to you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's me, oh, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. There's no need to be ashamed, Lord God, to come before the Lord, Lord God. So we thank you on today, Lord God. Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people on today. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. It's not my mother, she's gone on, Lord God. And it's not my father, he's gone on, Lord God. It's not my youngest daughter, she's gone on to be with you, Lord God. But it's me, Lord God, and not just me, but everybody on the line is standing in the need of prayer. So, Father God, they may be ashamed to come off of me, but I'm not ashamed to tell you, Lord God. So I stand in the gap for them, Lord God, and I will intercede on their behalf on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we all are standing in the need of prayer for one thing or another, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. We glorify you and we magnify you on today, Lord God. All I fell in asking for anybody on the line, Lord God, you know their hearts, their minds, and their souls, and their spirits. Please, Father God, do not fail in giving. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Before we have comments or remarks, listen, people. I want everybody to come off of mute and just thank God. Oh, Lord God, Jesus. And I know I'm not the only one on the line, and I know Queen Chief Apostle Tashana is not the only one on the line.
Yes,
and I know Pastor Tamika is not the only one on the line.
Thank
I'm talking
you,
about everybody
Lord,
come
Lord,
off of mute.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Thank God for what he has done for you
Jesus.
In your life.
Yes. Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, Lord God.
Ooh,
thank hallelujah.
You.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We got
Jesus.
To connect. Because if we don't connect, our people are dying out here. They're perishing. They're perishing out here. Oh, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, this has been an awesome, awesome show on today. Once again, happy Father's Day to the fathers and the mothers that have had to stand in for the fathers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we are going to come to the comments and the remarks. Hallelujah. Do anyone have any comments or remarks on today for the speaker of the hour? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Tamika, I just want to tell you that was a phenomenal word. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want to do things our way, but God has his way. We have to do God's plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank him for you for that word. May he bless you and make his face to shine upon you and everything you say, speak, and do according to his word on today and not just today, from this day forward in your life. Let the works you do for the Lord speak for you always. I want to say I love you so very much. Thank you once again for stepping up to the podium for the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else?
Thank you, Apostle Tamika. Thank you, all you ladies, for spreading the word of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. God bless you and keep you always. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We thank everybody that's able to connect on this radio show. Ooh, Jesus, from all over the globe, we thank God for you all on today. Hallelujah, that you thought it was not robbery to sit down with us and praise and worship the true and living God on today. We thank God for you all. Hallelujah. Our announcement will be posted up in the website by our very own senior pastor, Tamika Porter, and Apostle Trina David. Hallelujah. Our final remarks is by our very own Queen Chief Apostle Tashana on today. And as she comes, hallelujah, as she comes to do the final remarks and the final prayer and the final song, the closing song, I'm just asking her if she will take a few minutes out of her busy day, because she's very busy, and just bless someone with her testimony. Amen. Queen Chief Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Pastor Mother Pat, I couldn't hear the last part that you said. You said do what now?
Bless someone on today with your testimonies that you have had and the things that you've been through in life, to let them know that God is truly a good God. Evidence speaks for itself. We talking about a miracle here. You hear me? We talking about a walking testimony. We talking about whatever God can place on her testimony, y'all. Listen to her if you will. Queen Chief Apostle, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Pastor Mother Pat. Hallelujah. I'm just going to, she loves when I tell my testimony, everyone. Bless you. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible lets us know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our, we call it testimonies here, because even though it's a testimony, it's our best testimony. So we put it together and say testimony. Hallelujah. Telling you God is a healer. If you don't ever, if, you know, it's so funny because we learned this in the School of Prophets, and we learned this also, too, in 2016, our first year of the university. We went in deeper depth of God anthropomorphism. And anthropomorphism is that you feel, see, hear the thoughts of God, and you have real deal connections to God. And one thing I love about God anthropomorphism is that you feel his thoughts, like literally, like you feel it, you hear it. And you know it's God's thoughts, because your human self would never think like that. Or you know it's the part of the Holy Spirit. You know it's a part of the Trinity. You know it's a part of the trifecta. You know it's a part of the triune. And so a lot of times his anthropomorphism speaks to me a lot. And one of the things that he talks to me about, he drops his thoughts in me, is that I call it like a notification. You know, our faith is a notification to God. Our prayer is a notification to God and from God. And so he dropped a notification in my spirit. And one of the things is that is he lets me know that a lot of his saints, his children, believers, leadershifters, or whatever, you know, Christians, whatever we desire to call ourselves, is all the same. He lets me know that a lot of us, we don't believe that he's a healer anymore. We don't believe that he can provide for us anymore. We don't believe that he can protect us. We don't believe that he can utilize us to literally raise somebody who's literally dead. We don't believe that we can transform from body to body. We don't believe that he'll give us $1 million. We don't believe that he'll do this thing. We say it with our mouths. We honor it with our lips, but we just don't trust God anymore. A lot of the saints and believers just don't trust God. They don't trust God if somebody dropped dead that they can lay hands and they come back to life. They don't believe somebody on a life support that they can pull a plug and they can live. They don't believe somebody got the C word that if you are down to your very last that you can live. They don't believe that anymore. They don't believe if you literally couldn't walk, you can get up and walk. They don't believe if you have legion of spirits, you can cast it out. They just don't believe that anymore. And so he lets me know that. But one thing I just want to share with you briefly before we get off is that God is Yahweh Rapha. He is the Lord who heals. He is still healing today as he did thousands of years ago. Hallelujah. That's why the woman of God, Pastor Nika, lets us know that he's a jealous God, and he do not desire for us to put anything ahead of him. When we put him first, see, I love I love Proverbs 3, and I love 4 through 7. I love it. And I love the part when he said, you know, acknowledge me in all your ways. And the NLT will say, seek me in all that you do. Seek me in all that you do. Put me a part of everything that you do. Whatever it is that we do, when we put God in, then we put him first and stop making him last priority in everything and stop making the last person we talk to. Like right now we get some bad news. The first person we want to call is our mother, our father, our husband, our wives, our sister, our brother, our friends, whoever. We don't consult with God first. But when we put God first in the midst of everything, he is a healer. He healed me. I'm telling you, like most people, when they hear that they don't have so long to live, they believe that, and most of the time they leave before those 90 days come up. He healed me 5 times and still healing me right now today. Literally, they call me the walking miracle at all my doctors that I go see. I don't even see doctors in my city. I have to go to a place an hour and a half away in Indiana to go see these doctors, and they don't even know what to do with me. They call me unspecified. Google that, what that means. That means they don't even have an answer to what's going on with you. They don't even understand. Oh, my God. Woo, Jesus. They don't even have a clue. All they know is that I don't look like what the chart is telling them. I don't talk like what the chart is telling them. I don't look like what the scale says from 1 to 10 that the PAIN are supposed to be going through. I don't look like somebody who's supposed to be laying in a bed. I don't look like somebody supposed to be really 90 pounds. I don't look like that. I'm telling you, whatever it is that you're facing, my God, you can and shall make it. God is a healer. He's a provider. He's a way maker. I'm telling you, I never forget this. A psychiatrist told me, you understand me? In 2004, I will see a psychiatrist for the rest of my life. You understand me? I haven't seen a psychiatrist since December 2004. She told me this in March of 2004. See, I'm here to let you know that God can transform your mind. He can transform your soul. He can heal you from the C word when they say you only got 90 days and they're going to give you morphine in hospice. He can heal you when you have kidney stents in your kidneys and they said the dialysis can't even really help you. Come on now. He will heal you when you got the breast C word and they said he's going to give you a mastectomy, cut all your breasts off. He will heal you, my God, when they said he got to take all your female organs out, take everything out. Oh, my God, because of the spiritual a real serious surgery, and they got to have 4 doctors in it with you because, oh, my God, I'm telling you, you do not have a clue, oh, my God, of who God is. How do I know that? Because you're listening to a miracle, that these are all the things the doctors, specialists, oncologists, hematologists, urologists have spoken to my life, and I promise you, when they tell me it runs down my back like a duck's bill, my kids will tell you, I don't come home crying, I don't come home stressed out, I don't come home worried. Yeah, my God, I'm supposed to be resting right now, literally, my God, but I'm on here telling the testimony because I'm here to let you know, my God, that God is a healer, a healer. Get that in your spirit. He's a healer. He's a provider, my God. He will take care of you. He will utilize you. He will talk to you, my God. If somebody in your family's passed on, trust me, God will heal your heart. My mother passed away. My son died in my arms 2 weeks later. God will heal you. Her marriage, to lose that, been divorced twice, 13 years in one, a year and a half another. God will heal you. My God, had $100,000 at one time, didn't have nothing. God will provide for you. Had a 12-bedroom home at one time, 6-bedroom home, then stayed in a hotel. God will take you out. He will provide for you. My God, had mother and daddy's lie on you. My God, almost got you gone, but God will protect you. I'm here to let you know. You got to understand that God is a healer. He is. I am. And whatever word you want to put after that, that's who God is. So bless oh my God. You got to understand. So when you hear me teaching and when you hear me preaching, you better know the story behind all this joy because I ain't always been like this. It took me 15 years to get here, but I'm here. Oh my God, I'm here. I'm telling you, you got to understand, my God, that all the things that you face, and this stuff didn't happen when I wasn't. This nothing happened when I wasn't a child of God. This stuff happened when I am a child of God. This happened when I was ordained evangelist. This happened when I was ordained pastor. This happened when I was ordained apostle. Come on now. You got to know this stuff. This stuff happens when you are a leader shifter. This when you get a leader shifter, what you thought this stuff was going to stop, This stuff is going to, oh my God.
Preach
you
to
got
apostles.
To understand.
Yes,
you have to know. If you study on them apostles, they went through something. King David had to run in caves. Come on now. You got to understand. As a matter of fact, he was running from his own son. Somebody he gave, oh my God, he birthed out. They're not birthed out, but somebody, you know what he did. It was his seed. His seed he's running from. Come on now. You got to understand that no matter what you go through, God is everything. You better get that in your spirit. He is everything. He's everything. All the apostles went through test, trials, and tribulation. I'm telling you, pray, fast, seek his face, and just sit back and know that you will win. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Don't complain about anything you face. Don't speak it in your mind. Stop being so hard upon yourself. Stop beating up on yourself. Us sometimes as leader shifters and as leaders and king's kids, we beat up on ourselves all the time. We are our own worst critic, our own worst enemy. Stop doing that. Know that you are a child of the chosen king. And know that everything is well. All is well. You are a winner and everything is okay. I'm telling you. Because the minute you allow those, you just heard the woman of God, the minute you allow these spirits, Moloch and Astaroth and all of them come in, that is when you're taken out. Don't do it. Tell yourself, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. I cast you out. I rebuke you. Rebuke yourself. Sometimes we have to rebuke ourselves. I'm telling you. My daughters will tell you right now, I don't even tell them sometimes what the doctor said. They can go to the doctor with me. I say, okay, y'all can step out right now. They don't even desire to, but I don't even tell them. Whatever the doctor tells me, I come home. I promise you, they know when I shut that door and I lock it or whatever, I go in that room, it's praying time. It's time. My pastor has been saying that for years. Praying time. I pray. I fast. I'm not going to tell you what's going on because you know what? That's a lie. That's illusion. Remember, the no name come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God, Jesus, came to give us life and that more abundantly. So who report is we going to believe? We're going to believe the smokescreen, the illusion, the mirage, or are we going to believe the report of the Lord? Stand on his report. Stand and live. Stand and live. That's it. Stand and live. That's the word of the day. Stand and live. Stand and live. And when you stand and live, everything is well and everything is great in your life. Hallelujah. Bless you all. I'm telling you, life is great. Life is great. Don't ever let anything make you think differently. I don't care if you stay in a cardboard box. Life is great because God take out that cardboard box and put you in a 30-bedroom house. God is great. I don't care if you only got one penny in your account. You'll have $1 billion in there. God is great. Don't you know all it takes is one move from God, one person from God. Don't you know that? One person lay hands on you from God, one word from God, one prophecy from God, and it will change your life. Stand strong. Stand strong, warrior. Stand strong. Stand grounded in the word of God and know that he's a healer, he's a way maker, provider, protector, and a teacher, and he loves you all. He loves you. He loves you with unfailing love. Bless you all. Pastor Nika, powerful word. It got me stirred up. Hallelujah. Pastor Mother Pat, thank you for allowing me to tell my testimony. I love to tell it. I'm telling you because it blesses me every time. I'm telling you, look in the mirror at yourself today. All of you have a best of money. Your best money may not be the C word. Your best of money may not be a bad marriage. Your best money may not be, you know, you was in an institution, whatever it may be. Your best money may not be you was homeless, whatever it may be. You have a best of money, every last one of you. And just look in the mirror and remind yourself that you're still here. And you know why you're here? Because you have a purpose and a prophecy in the universe. And some of us is not going to make it until you step forward. So step forward in it. And walk in it and live in it and love it. Bless you, Pastor Nika. I decree and declare that all the word that you've spoken into our lives on today, that it comes back to you and a heavenly connection. Oh, my God, a heavenly connection just begin to connect you. I just see like different cords, like plug-in cords, like you plug in your laptop and your cell phone and your headphones. Oh, my God. I see all these cords connected to you from heaven. Oh, my God. Heavenly connections inside of your spirit. Get that in your spirit, Pastor Nika. Heavenly connection. Just plug it in. Just a plug in. Just a plug. The plug. I see all the plugs. Plugged inside of you, and that the Lord is just depositing all the connections from heaven into you because you are a source of God in the earth. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Mother Pat, Pastor Mother Pat, my God, get this hot microphone. It is yours. I'm going back on mute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I receive it. I take ownership of that word from Apostle T. Amen, amen. And I'm just going to leave you all with just a final scripture. Amen, amen. from today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm just going to come from John. Amen, amen. Chapter 3. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to read just verses 14. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Through 18. And it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen, amen. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen, amen. I just praise and thank the Lord for another opportunity to come before you all on today. Amen, amen, and talk about why people are perishing. Amen, amen, and give you the scripture for that. Amen, amen, to tell you why they aren't perishing and what you all can do. Amen, amen. I prophesy, declare, and decree, amen, amen, that each and every one of you will walk in your apostolic anointing and prophetic flow, that you will have your seer's anointing on. Amen, amen. I love you all, and to God be the glory for the things he has done in each and every one of our lives. Amen, amen. I love you all, and I pass it back to Pastor Mother Pat. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Trina, will you close us out in prayer? Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you for the word. We thank you for prayer. We thank you for praise and worship. We thank you for all that you've given us on today, Lord God, during this service. We just pray that we won't be forgetful hearers, but doers of your word and your will. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for blessing everyone, Lord God, that is on the line, and bless all of our children and loved ones, Lord God. Heal us, save us, and deliver us. We thank you for freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we declare freedom, Lord God, deliverance and healing. In Jesus' name, Lord, is the children's bread, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you, Father God. We thank you that your presence is with us. And as we leave this line, that you will continue to be with us and in us, and just continue to give us revelations of your love and who you are and your presence, Father God, and your word, Lord God, as we seek your face, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that there's no, won't be no backlash, no retaliation, no onslaughts of the enemy, but we thank you for being our rear guard, going before us, Lord God. Set a hedge of protection around us, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper individually and collectively as a body, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, that we will live and not die and declare the work and the praises of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, Father God, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And before Queen Chief Apostle play the closing song, I just want to say to everyone, please, ma'am, and please, sir, take the time out of your busy day to call someone or be an encouragement to someone, because God is always encouraging us. God is always blessing us. Be a blessing to somebody. You know, just see how they're doing. You know, just taking time out of your day, what a difference a day makes for the next person that you come in contact with. I love you all. May God keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you in everything you say, speak, and do according to his word, not Pastor Pat's word, okay, according to God Almighty's word. And I love you all. After the closing song, we're going to come back and we're going to say, Agape, once again, bless you all. special blessing upon you, Queen Chief Apostle Tashana. Thank you for coming off of mute and telling your testimonies, because somebody, whether they come off of mute or not, are being delivered, even as I speak right now. God bless you all. Queen Chief Apostle Tashana, Mike Church.
Mind Block Radio. Turn it up.
For sound.
Father's Day.
Love you too.
Happy Father's Day.
Bless you.